It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's free this week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Aliens at the Pentagon. I love this title. Tell me more.
Okay, it is my new documentary that I put out to tell the story of certainly the Pentagon's UFO program, ATIP, but to contextualize that story and really to try in one documentary to tell as best as I can the entire story of the U.S. government's thorny relationship with this phenomenon over, 7 decades now.
Lots of people have been talking about the Pentagon, the CIA, what's been going on there. These new revelations that keep coming out, Nick, what do you think of them?
They're absolutely staggering. There's no doubt that this has been the biggest single revelation in the UFO community for, I think, decades. The only story that I think comes close, and I would say this, wouldn't I, is the declassification and release of the British government's files. But the revelation that after decades of denial, the U.S. government did have a UFO program after all, and it was run by the super secretive Defense Intelligence Agency, an agency of the DOD, and you know, like I say, 4 years they said no, since Project Blue Book closed down, we haven't been doing this, there's no interest, there are no investigations, and of course there were, and that's what I really focus on in the new film Aliens at the Pentagon, to try to try and untangle the numerous threads to this story. And there are numerous threads. I mean, we've seen the videos, we've seen the talk of mystery metals, there are all the different players involved, and maybe we'll get into some of this, but Robert Bigelow, Senator Harry Reid, Tom DeLonge, I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No, you can't make it up. And how do you track all this stuff, Nick? Because it's coming from all different directions these days.
I think the answer to that one is very cautiously and very carefully and absolutely in meticulous detail. Because I think the problem with this story, in one sense, for years, people have said the problem is that, particularly with the government, we have too little information about what's going on. With the ATIP story, with these revelations, we almost have too much information. And I think the public, I mean, it's just about okay for the deep specialists. It's difficult for them. But for the public, I think it's just a confusing mess. If you think back to when the New York Times ran their landmark story on this on December 16th last year, and then the three videos came out, or two at first, then a third one. But now the public have been absolutely bombarded, and they're thinking, yeah, well, there's the videos, and then there's this rock star guy, and then there's this millionaire businessman, and they're struggling to see how it all fits together. And so that's what I've tried to do, to take a step back and give people an overview of this from my insider perspective of having run a similar program in the UK.
Tell me a little bit more about the film. We'll get a lot into it, of course, tonight. Aliens at the Pentagon, but tell us specifically about your role.
Well, I took a lot on this one, and it was quite a divergence for me. Usually I just sit in the interview seat, and you've done this, of course, a zillion times yourself. You know, you sit in the hot seat, director kind of talks to you, and you spend a couple of hours and answer the questions. And when you see the final product sometimes, you think, well, you know, I've got edited down to a few sound bites, and I wish they'd put that bit in, and I wish they'd taken that bit out, and gosh, I'm not sure I would have told the story like that. So with Aliens at the Pentagon, what I did is I teamed up with Warren Croyle from Reality Films, and we essentially had the idea that I would script this thing. So I scripted the entire movie. I wrote a 9,500 word, I think it was, script for this, and thought, in that way, I have absolute control of this. And then, literally, I went into a recording studio, you know, padded walls and headphones on, and I narrated the whole thing. And then I sat down in front of a camera and did parts of it to camera. And in that way, although there is a director who's done a brilliant job of putting it all together, Michael Long, but I was very much in the driving seat having done the script. And in that sense, when we look at the final product, I can't say, gosh, this somehow didn't turn out the way I wanted it, because I had my fingerprints on it from start to finish. And that's a departure for me. It's a completely new role to me. There are people, of course, who are used to this sort of thing. People like Jeremy Corbell, of course, who's just made a great movie. But, you know, it was a departure for me, so took me to some interesting new territory.
What are you hoping to accomplish with Aliens at the Pentagon?
Firstly, as I say, really to try to cut through some of the confusion about what's been going on and just tell the complete story from start to finish. But another thing that I've tried to do, and this, I think we've probably discussed this before, but one of the big problems I think that this field has is we know young people are interested in this subject, but they don't go to many conferences, and you know, it is difficult to engage with them. So by putting this out as video on demand, We got it on to all the platforms that young people, you know, watch these things on when they stream, as many people do these days. So it's on Amazon and iTunes and Google Play and Vudu and Vimeo and all those sorts of things. So the aim was to take this subject not just to the conventional UFO conference crowd, but to younger people. And another aim is, you know, it's been a year since Tom DeLonge had his press conference where he got together with the To the Stars people. And it's been nearly a year, of course, since the New York Times ran their story. I do sense to a, you know, in some ways, the story, I think, has bogged down a little bit. So with aliens at the Pentagon, I want to reignite this and put it back where it absolutely belongs, center stage and under the spotlight.
And how is this organization doing nowadays? Like you said, I'm beginning to feel as if the momentum is waning. What do you think?
Well, when you say the organization...
AATIP.
Oh, right, yes. Well, that's a very interesting question, and the answer is no one knows, because in all of this, the U.S. government has said what it always says in these sorts of situations, i.e. as little as possible. And we really have very few pieces of the puzzle from the government itself, which is pretty much par for the course. We don't even know whether ATIP is still an ongoing project. I think people like Lou Elizondo, who ran it, of course, say, yes, it is. It still has its mission. It still continues. He, of course, although he's resigned from the Pentagon, still has a lot of contacts and friends there. He says it's still going. Now, other people, I think, have disputed that, and certainly we have been told that the funding plug has been pulled. Well, Lou Elizondo says, so what? Doesn't matter. You can continue a project with, you know, using concurrent resources, which is absolutely true. But, you know, it is a mystery. What I do suspect that's happened is, if it is still an extant program, it has probably changed titles again. This is typical government alphabet soup territory. We're not even 100% sure about the name of ATIP. Lou has said it's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. A Pentagon press officer said one time it's Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program. And then we learned that ATIP stemmed in part from another program called Advanced Aerospace Weapon System Application Program. So it's an absolute nightmare to try and find out what the thing's even called, let alone whether it's still running. And you know that you're dealing with some pretty secretive stuff when they won't even come clean about the name of the program.
Well, that's absolutely true, Dick. And of course, Bigelow, of course, is still interested in all of this. Is he still funding a lot of projects?
Again, we don't know. And the problem is that we know that Robert Bigelow got, I was going to say, through his friendship with Senator Harry Reid, but that's not entirely correct. And I don't want to do him a disservice here. He bid for the ATIP contract quite openly and legitimately and through the standard contractual procedure, and he got a large chunk of that ATIP work. But of course, just as the government requires that people sign their secrecy oaths, so Robert Bigelow and his organization had everyone under non-disclosure agreements. So actually, the people involved in this work were kind of stung twice, so to speak. They had to have government security clearances, but also the commercial non-disclosure agreements. So again, there is a lot of this story that we don't know. And that's the other thing. In Aliens at the Pentagon, I've seen a lot of, you know, you pick up the media reports of this, you go onto the blogs and forums, you see a lot of speculation. I was always taught at the Ministry of Defense you know, when I was doing analyst work, for example, and briefing, you must always differentiate between what you know and what you think. And that's not a skill that everyone practices when they make films and documentaries, but I tried to be rigorous on that. And when I'm speculating, I say I'm speculating, and when I'm not, I'm not. So hopefully, even though there are large parts of the story we still don't know, I'm honest about where we don't know those things.
Well, absolutely. What's the bottom line here, Nick, with what your gut tells you is really going on? What's happening?
Well, I don't want to get too far into spoiler territory, but I think one thing that I can say, which I think gives a pretty good summary of what I think has gone down, is that I would say there was, and I use that word deliberately, a believer faction, if I can call it that, within the U.S. government. And some of those people were permanent employees, and some were contractors. And this believer faction thought that the phenomenon was absolutely real, and they were correct in that, of course, didn't entirely know what to think of it, didn't rule out the possibility that they were dealing with something extraterrestrial or paranormal, and actually then that believer faction became, or certainly interacted with and overlapped with ATIB. And they effectively, I guess, got the chance to pursue those beliefs and those hypotheses within government with taxpayers' money. And that, of course, gives us an interesting opportunity to find out about this, because, and I hope we'll have time to get into this later, but there is now, of course, talk of congressional hearings to get to the bottom of this. But the bottom line, to answer your question, is that I think there was a believer faction. They made their move. They came up against some roadblocks, a couple of different roadblocks. One roadblock was they simply got to a point where, you know, they looked at this and they investigated, but because they didn't get a definitive answer, the feeling was that they'd taken it as far as they could, and what else can you do? The other sort of roadblock that they hit, and this is very controversial, is they hit I'll call it a religious roadblock, from some senior people in the Pentagon who, frankly, thought that UFOs and the paranormal were demonic and therefore didn't think we should be having anything to do with it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.